And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
The cops ain't likely to catch up with us, not tonight. So we can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music and not make any wrong moves. Because I may as well tell you folks that old Ruby there with the gun, he's pretty nervous and jumpy. He's got the itch between his fingers. Let's everybody stay where they are.
Well, on that happy note, good day, America, and welcome to Hour 2 of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number to chime in, 800-878-7529. It's a toll-free number to hang out with me here on the attack. If you prefer Twitter, at Span56 or at Sports Byline USA. Normally at the top of each hour, we start diving heavy into the ways you can take Sports Byline and the Spano and Black Attack on the go via your devices. This time will not allow that, because right at the top of this hour, on the other side, at 10 after hour number 2, 9:10 a.m. Eastern Time, we're going to be joined by Joe and Jennifer Montana, along with Dr. Suzanne Steinbaum. And we're going to talk to Joe, Jennifer, and Dr. Steinbaum about heart disease awareness and prevention. And then as the interview rolls along, we'll get to an awful lot of football with Joe Montana, maybe the greatest NFL quarterback that I've ever seen and a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So that's going to happen right on the other side. And then from there, we'll roll back into all the NBA news. And if there's any time left, we'll dive into some of the other news around the world of sports, but likely it's going to be NBA the rest of the way after Joe and Jennifer Montana and Dr. Suzanne Steinbaum. But we know all of you love to take Sports Byline on the go, so check it out on sportsbyline.com, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher.com, the new face of radio. And for those of you good people that protect our shores and borders, check us out on the American Forces Radio Network around the world. But on the other side, Joe and Jennifer Montana, along with Dr. Suzanne Steinbaum, join us next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
You know that non-bank private equity business loans aren't for every business, but billions of dollars have already funded across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for BusinessLoansNow.com, where they focus mostly on monthly cash flow, not personal credit. If your business could use funding in less than 48 hours, I encourage you to research the private equity loan sector at BusinessLoansNow.com to find out how much your business could qualify to get. That's BusinessLoansNow.com. BusinessLoansNow.com.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. 1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
The experts at web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE, 855-254-7483, or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
GEICO applauds your inner journey seeker.
GEICO gives a hearty pat on the back to the part of you that just wants to get out and ride your motorcycle, to take to the open road, and let the wind and bugs fly your way. In fact, bring on the bugs. They can't stop your quest for highway enlightenment. GEICO insures not only your car, but also that fine-looking bike of yours, with a custom-tailored policy and the best rates for you. So next time you suit up for adventure, make sure to take GEICO along for the ride.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Now we go out to our phones as we're joined by Hall of Fame quarterback, the greatest, Joe Montana, his lovely wife, Jennifer, and Dr. Suzanne Steinbaum. I'd like to welcome all of you to the Spano and Black Attack. Good morning. It's great to have you all aboard this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Good morning.
Joe and Jennifer, let's start with you guys and the genesis of your involvement in breakaway from heart disease.
I got involved. We just think it was a great fit for us as a program with the team of Amgen, American Heart Association, and Schwinn Bicycles. I was diagnosed with two risk factors soon after I retired with high blood pressure and high cholesterol, which I never thought would happen. And I also have a family history of it behind it. My grandfather passed away at 54. Two of my uncles had early heart attacks in their 50s. So it was a pretty fitting program for me and for Jen.
And my family, my father had a quadruple bypass at the age of 59, and he passed from a massive heart attack at the age of 60. So we were thrilled when Amgen came to us about this campaign to try to get the word out to the rest of America about heart disease and different ways that you can combat it. And for us, with four children, we really felt it was important, too, to start young. And they're not young any longer, but in their 20s, but to educate them that they have heart disease on both sides of their family. So they're never too young to really to start to change your diet if you need to exercise all continually, and really be aware of the high-risk factors.
Well, you know, guys, and I'll direct this at Joe, even with a history of heart disease, you were an elite athlete all your life and played football at the highest of levels. News at that young age that there's cholesterol and heart issues must have been shocking to you. Talk about your reaction to this news.
Well, it was shocking. I didn't, you know, probably like most Americans, don't expect it to happen to me or themselves. And that's the way I was. I was shocked when I heard it. But I think that's part of, you know, the beauty of the campaign is we're trying to let everyone out there know that it can happen to anyone. Sometimes it just doesn't matter. But it's important to get with your doctor and find out what your risk is. And you know, fortunate for me, that's where I was when I found out. And we worked on something the things that I had to change in my lifestyle to deal with these symptoms.
Well, why don't both and Jennifer talk about some of those changes in lifestyle that you guys had to make in order to combat heart disease?
The changes really that were necessary were also more for Joe in the sense that, I hate to say this, but I did exercise all the time. I do eat right. So it was really kind of getting Joe with the mindset that, you know, you can't eat like you're playing football any longer. And just because you worked out for 31 years playing football doesn't mean that now all of a sudden you can take a break and not do it. So with our message to everybody is if you go to breakawayfromheartdisease.com, there are so many different events that are happening in different areas around the country that you can be a participant of, but you can also learn about your family history there and what you can do to combat the disease. So I think that through and the education of our kids, that changed. We weren't saying anything about heart disease on either side, and we realized for them, they need to know at a young age and that so they can change their lifestyle in addition. So it was really Joe that made some nice major changes.
All right, Dr. Steinbaum, and that's some great insight into some of the things you can and do need to do. But I want to talk to Dr. Steinbaum for a second and talk about the impact of heart disease in the United States and also, you know, why your family history is so important to be aware of as it relates to heart disease and what we can do to combat heart disease.
Heart disease is the number one killer of all Americans. It's going to affect about 40% of our population. And it's due to the risk factors of heart disease: high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, smoking, sedentary lifestyle, stress. And that one component, that family history component, increases your risk exponentially. The reality is that these risk factors are due to lifestyle choices. And if we really take a proactive stance and deal with exercise and diet, we can prevent heart disease 80% of the time. It's so important to go to your doctor, especially if you have a family history, to start going to your doctor in your 20s and get your numbers checked. Know what your blood pressure is, know what your cholesterol is, and really make those lifestyle changes that are required to prevent heart disease, even if that means adding medication to the story. Because at the end of the day, you want to prevent this from affecting you, and we can do it. We just have to get checked and know our risk factors.
Great summation of the dangers, the impact, and the ways to take preventative measures against it. We're joined by Hall of Fame quarterback Joe Montana, the greatest quarterback that I've ever seen play the game, his wife Jennifer, and Dr. Suzanne Steinbaum here on the Spano and Black Attack. Joe, you got a few minutes to talk a little football with me?
Sure do.
All righty. Let's start with the quarterback position itself and how much it has changed. They rush these quarterbacks under center immediately out of college. You know, we can make the argument, and I'll make the argument, you were the greatest quarterback that's ever played this game, and you waited for a season and a half behind Steve DeBerg. How do they expect these quarterbacks right out of college, not even playing 4 years, to jump under center and have success as opposed to it doing irreversible damage as it does in many cases?
I'm kind of with you on that. I mean, there's a rare guy or two that can actually make it coming out of there and be put into that position. But in most cases, I always try to tell those guys that most of the quarterbacks coming there just need to have a little bit of patience and understand that, you know, when you go out there and you can't perform at the level you're used to performing in college that first year out there, a couple things happen. One is, you know, you're dealing with your own confidence, and while that's usually the last thing to be damaged, it's the damage that you do to the guys around you who need to believe in your ability to do things, and not that, oh, he's just a rookie. Nobody wants to perform like it's your first time out there, but that'll always happen. I mean, I tell everybody all the time, my first start was even preseason, and I threw two interceptions that were run back for touchdowns, and the guy had the nerve to run me over on the 1 yard line to get into the end zone on the second one. So it doesn't always start well, but taking the right steps, like Bill did with myself, and like a lot of other quarterbacks have had the opportunity to do, it will definitely help lengthen your career. And so I just say patience should be thought about no matter if you were taken number one in the draft or the last guy in the draft.
I think that's a great summation of how to get the best benefits out of a potential franchise quarterback or any quarterback. 49ers have a bit of a quarterback situation of their own out in San Francisco with Colin Kaepernick. He was benched last year. We come to find he's injured. He's working his way back to health. Seems to me clearly there's a fragile psyche here. Many think the Chip Kelly offense will be a good fit for him. Your thoughts on the future of Colin Kaepernick based on what you saw on the field in the way of performance and what you can kind of glean into his personality and mindset Is he the kind of guy who can succeed long term at the quarterback position, and in particular in San Francisco?
I think that, you know, he's definitely a talented player. I'm not sure how devastating the injuries were to performance. I'm sure that they affected it at some point. I'm more concerned with his mental state. When you tell someone that you don't want to be there, you know, and he has never really said, no, you know what, I really think that this is going to be good for me. I want to stay in San Francisco. No, unless he's saying that in the locker room, no one's really heard it out in the Bay Area that that's kind of his stance, is that he really didn't want to be there. So I think that's a big fix. If he can get that right, and he can get that right in the locker room, I think he's got a great chance in that offense.
All right. I think that's all right. It's all about mindset with him. Physical skills, you see they're there. In your mind, it's the mindset. And let's talk about the 49ers as a whole. What's your thoughts on their draft, how they did, and, you know, how they're doing as far as coming up from the bottom and rebuilding what was once a glorious franchise, oftentimes when you were the leader?
I saw a little bit of the draft. I know their big concern was getting offensive linemen, and I know they took a wide receiver in there somewhere, but it's tough when you come from the top and get down to where they were. But, you know, they'll find a way back, and part of the problems, you know, sometimes stem at the top of that food chain. So they'll be fine in the long run.
Final one, Joe. We want to keep you somewhat on schedule, and then we'll let you tell us more about the Breakaway for Heart Disease campaign and how we can get involved once again. Football is a hard-hitting sport, and it has an impact on you after you leave the game. How are you feeling these days, physically, mentally, number one? And number two, any regrets? And number three, if you were talking to young people, would you advise them for or against playing the game of football?
No regrets. I would advise them to play. And on the other side of it, injuries are part of the game. Unfortunately, it's a physical game. And, yeah, I'm doing better than most. And I just think the game, if you can play it, it's the most fantastic experience you'll have. And wait, we're going to have to wrap. We got to run to another station here, so I'm going to have to say goodbye right now, unfortunately. But, you know, people found it when you talked about our cause, and people can go to breakawayfromheartdisease.com, and we got a lot of great information there. And appreciate your time, Joe.
Perfect, Joe. Perfect, Jennifer. Perfect, Dr. Steinbaum. It was truly a pleasure. We look forward to doing it again soon, and we will continue to spread the word about Breakaway from Heart Disease. You guys have yourself
a wonderful
day. Thank you for a few minutes. Bye-bye now. That was Hall of Fame quarterback Joe Montana, his lovely wife Jennifer, and Dr. Suzanne Steinbaum joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. On the other side, more of the Spano and Black Attack with you. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Hey, this is great, man.
Well, the Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, 800-878-PLAY, if you want to join the fray and weigh in on any of the topics that we've been discussing thus far here on the attack. That number again, 800-878-7529, whether it be all the NBA stuff, everything from why Oklahoma City won Game 6 and won the series, that Western Conference semifinals matchup against the San Antonio Spurs, why the Spurs came up short, the future of the Spurs, the future of Duncan and Ginobili, OKC's chances going forward against a beat-up and less-than-optimal-performing Golden State Warriors group. All that more. They're all fair game at 800-878-PLAY or on Twitter at Span56 or at Sports Byline USA. Let's dive in and let's stay with the basketball. In hour one, we really talked an awful lot about why OKC won, why San Antonio lost, and the character of the Oklahoma City Thunder. And again, to just kind of recap it very quickly. Under Billy Donovan, it was a good but up and down and uneven offseason. And there were a couple of stigmas attached to this team. If the two stars didn't function at 100%, they couldn't win. I think on some level against elite competition, they need big nights from both of these guys to win. But there are a lot of other weapons there on the floor. They also had a stigma, and rightfully so, of being one of the worst closing teams in the NBA, and by far the worst good team in the NBA as it relates to being able to close out games. Well, they've done away with that, and they've reversed that in this postseason. And in this series against San Antonio, in the late game, close game situations, it was OKC that came up big. They shot 57% from the field in the last 5 minutes of games that were 5 points or closer, and San Antonio shot under 40% in those spots. So that was, and you look at this, and you look at the outcomes of the games. In the close games, it was OKC that went 3-1. Yeah, San Antonio was on the wrong side of some tough calls and incorrect calls in those crucial situations that may have changed the outcome in one or both, one or two of those matchups. But still, one of the big stigmas attached to OKC, and it was correct to be attached to them because it wasn't perception, it was reality, is that they were a bad closing team. Well, they've changed that. They've changed the fact that Enes Kanter, for all his offensive prowess, can't stay on the floor at crunch time because he was a lousy defensive player, and he has been throughout his career, and even throughout much of the regular season. All of a sudden, Billy Donovan got through to him in some way. And now, not only is he a solid defender, he's a plus defender, or has been. And Serge Ibaka now is a role player. He starts, but he doesn't finish the games because Enes Kanter is a far more dynamic and versatile scorer, as improved as Ibaka has become on the offensive end. Kanter is a special offensive player, a rebounder of equal ilk to Serge Ibaka. He just couldn't stay on the floor because of defense. Now you have that. You have Steven Adams, and they've got that identity, that big physical identity. We're going to outscore you in the post, and we're going to beat you up on the boards, and we're going to win on the offensive boards each and every game. And that was key, and that was key to their success in this series. For San Antonio, I hear all the arguments. They're old. They're slow. They're this. It was a 67-win team that had a great regular season. Their opposition had a very good regular season and won 55 games. But they were kind of peaking at the right time, and they found some things that allowed them to take a step. Billy Donovan did a great job coaching here, and you can see why Scotty Brooks is out and Billy Donovan is in. He did a terrific job, and he actually, throughout this series, out-coached Pop. And specifically with the rotation adjustments, Cameron Payne showing just not quite ready for the postseason yet. And you put Randy Foy in as the second unit point guard. Pop stayed true to his small lineup, and it got him killed. Kept the same rotation and really got him killed. So Billy Donovan doing a great job from the coaching aspect, and that's paying dividends. You didn't necessarily see them in the regular season. You're seeing them now. And you have an Oklahoma City Thunder team that's clicking on all cylinders. San Antonio just didn't. You know, unfortunately, when you play in a Western Conference that's as good as the NBA Western Conference is, if you're not clicking on all cylinders, you're going to get tripped up somewhere here. And that's what happened. San Antonio did not play their best ball of the year in the postseason, or in this series specifically. And OKC is. And it nipped San Antonio. I mean, were they exposed to have flaws? And maybe you could make a case that their design was better for regular season success than postseason success? Because what made them great this year, in addition to the talent that they have, was the excellence of execution. And when you see them once and move along during the regular season, you can prepare for some of what they do as well as you can over a long series. And Billy Donovan has shown himself to be a dynamite coach. And they kind of knew what San Antonio was going to do. And maybe it mitigated that execution advantage. And OKC was able to take advantage of some physical advantages and favorable matchups physically that they had. But I'm not going to go with this crazy notion just because Duncan and Ginobili are old that the team is old. That's preposterous. Give credit to OKC. They're playing their best ball. They discovered their identity. Now they know who they are. They're embracing it. The Oklahoma City Thunder and the Cleveland Cavaliers are the two teams playing their best ball and are their healthiest during the postseason. And that bodes well for those two teams to get to the NBA Finals. That's for sure. Now you got OKC taking on Golden State. Golden State's dealing with some injuries to Steph Curry, number one, who's back in the lineup. But how does he deal with the pain of that MCL injury? And does it limit him? He's looked good, but he hasn't necessarily looked like the two-time MVP thus far, despite some of the exploits since returning. And now in the grind of a tough series with games every other night, how does Steph Curry handle that? They lose Andrew Bogut. And Golden State doesn't have a ton of size to begin with. But now you got OKC who's going to throw waves of size at San Antonio, at Golden State. And I expect them to do to Golden State in many ways what they did to San Antonio. And that's beat them up on the boards, beat them up on the offensive glass, second chance opportunities, coupled with the athleticism and greatness of Westbrook and Durant, makes this a very perilous matchup for the Golden State Warriors. And if you ask me right now, I like OKC in this series. They're healthier. They're playing better ball. They're playing more intense and focused ball. And offensively, they're actually more efficient right now than Golden State. So that's my take on that. You know, and on the other side, we'll kind of move back towards San Antonio. And we'll talk about if it's the end of an era in San Antonio. And we'll take your calls on that and everything else, NBA at 800-878-PLAY, or your tweets on Twitter, at Span56 or at Sports Byline USA. I'm Joe Spano. This is the Spano and Black Attack. You be sure to keep it where it's at.
GEICO applauds your inner journey seeker.
GEICO gives a hearty pat on the back to the part of you that just wants to get out and ride your motorcycle, to take to the open road and let the wind and bugs fly your way. In fact, bring on the bugs. They can't stop your quest for highway enlightenment. GEICO insures not only your car, but also that fine-looking bike of yours, with a custom-tailored policy and the best rates for you. So next time you suit up for adventure, make sure to take GEICO along for the ride.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Colonel Sanders here, and let me tell you, in my day, you could get a hand-prepared meal for just $5. Well, guess what? You still can, with a two-piece original recipe KFC $5 fill-up. And in my day, meals were made hot and fresh. Well, guess what? So are KFC $5 fill-ups. And in my day, you even got a cookie and a drink. Well, guess what? KFC $5 fill-ups come with a cookie and a drink. Man, it's crazy how nothing ever changes at all, ever. KFC, Colonel Quality, guaranteed.
Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Tax extra.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, the Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. But now let's go out to our phones as we bring in from the Mid-Atlantic Sports Network, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, and Sports Illustrated, the great Mel Antonin. Mel, welcome back to the Spano and Black Attack. It's always great to have you aboard.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. It's good to be aboard.
Glad to hear it. I think we should dive right in and talk about Steven Strasburg and his big contract extension This one surprised me a little bit in that he's a Scott Boros client, and he left money on the table and didn't explore free agency in the upcoming free agent market, which was going to be extremely pitching poor. Can you give us some insight on why Strasburg and Boros didn't go into free agency and why they signed an extension?
Well, I think it was Steven Strasburg's decision. It was not Scott Boras' decision, even though a lot of people think, you know, the agent makes all the decisions. It's not. What Steven Strasburg liked about Washington was the fact that they're so loaded. They're so loaded with core players, young players, that they're going to win for a while. It's not all about money with Steven Strasburg. And certainly he would have liked to pitch on the West Coast and closer to home in San Diego. But if you look at the West Coast market, the baseball teams on the West Coast, there really isn't a good place to go. San Diego, you don't want to play there. They're constantly rebuilding. The Dodgers are in a state of flux. San Francisco's already got two pitchers that they've invested millions in Samardzija and Cueto, and they got to keep Bumgarner. Oakland is Oakland, and the Angels are an absolute mess. There's no future with the Anaheim or with the Los Angeles Angels. So I think Strasburg was being loyal to the Nationals. I think he wanted to get the contract out of the way so he didn't have to think about it. And don't forget, there's an opt-out at age 30 and 31. So as much as Steven Strasburg likes the Nationals, 3 years down the road, he can say, I want to think about this again. But basically, there wasn't a West Coast market where Steven Strasburg where Plan B might have been. And so he didn't want to wait. It's kind of hard to turn down $175 million.
I think you make a great point. And he's not one of these guys that would go to the highest bidder. You mentioned money's not the overriding factor with him. And he's not one of these guys that would go to any of the other 29 teams. As you said, comfortable in Washington, a low-key kid. And if it wasn't there, it was going to be the West Coast. It wasn't going to be the middle of the country, and it wasn't going to be up here in the Northeast.
Yeah, I think you're right. I don't think Steven Strasburg has the mentality to deal with the intensity of New York and Boston. I mean, he can, but I don't think he wants to deal with the New York intensity, the Boston intensity. You know, it's pretty hard. He's comfortable on the East Coast, and I think he's loyal. And again, he wasn't sure he liked Washington at the beginning, but Washington has grown on him. He's much more comfortable. He's much more relaxed. His temperament is so much more different than it was when he came up as a rookie in 2010. He's just more at home, and he's starting to reflect on, man, time really goes fast when you're in the big leagues. I can't believe I'm at this stage of my career.
You know, Mel, it's funny. You talked about the Nationals and the volume of resources that they've spent and how good a baseball team they really are. Strasburg signs the big deal. Scherzer comes out after struggling all season long. The weather finally starts to get warm around the country, and he puts up 20 strikeouts in what was maybe one of the best pitching efforts in the regular season that we've seen. You know, talk about this pitching staff coming together led by Strasburg and Scherzer, and what you think this pitching staff is going to look like for the balance of this year and maybe even beyond.
Well, now that Greinke has gone from Los Angeles to Arizona, I think it's fair to say that the Nationals with Strasburg and Scherzer have the best 1-2 pitching punch in baseball, no question about that. Strasburg had his ups and downs, and part of the problem with Strasburg is that he came in with the bar set so high, and then in his very first game he struck out 14 batters against the Pirates. If he didn't strike out 10 a game, everybody would say, what's wrong with Strasburg? But his ERA for his career is at about 3. I think it's 3.07, something like that. And the way he pitched in August and September of last year, oh, my gosh, he's continuing to pitch like that. And Scherzer's the same way. Scherzer's just this bulldog with an incredible fastball, a Cy Young-type contender. They're going to be together for the next 3 or 4 years. And so that says a lot about Washington. Throw in the fact that Gio Gonzalez is a very inexpensive but effective pitcher. $12 million for each this year, next year, depending on all the options. And then you've got Joe Ross, who's one of the best young pitchers in baseball. This guy has got an incredible slider. He's got incredible poise. And it's hard to believe he's 22 years old. And then what can you say about Tanner Roark? he had 16 strikeouts the other day against the Twins, and he's about as consistent as you can get. And, of course, Roark are going to be around a while, and so is Gio. And then they've got a lot of young pitching coming up in the minor leagues, so their stock, they're looking very good now. Pitching is, you never know with pitching, but right now they look very, very strong.
You know, we all talk about, and I'm a Northeast guy, and we all talk about this New York Mets pitching staff. Well, maybe this Washington Nationals starting staff actually trumps that one from 1 to 5, especially that we're seeing at times some inconsistency and some fatigue on those Mets arms.
Yeah, I think so. I think the difference between the Nationals rotation and the Mets rotation is that the Nationals rotation has a little bit more experience, not including Bartolo Colon for the Mets, but we're talking about the young pitchers. But Syndergaard and Harvey and DeGrom, they've all grown up really fast. They're definitely legit. They're for real. But it's hard to argue with the way Scherzer is pitched and his experience, and Strasburg and Gio Gonzalez. But it's an interesting conversation. Right now, the Nationals pitching staff looks a little stronger. It looks like the Mets might be dealing with some fatigue issues. Syndergaard had that elbow issue, that turned out to be all right. But it's going to be fun to watch these teams. They play next week in New York for the first time, starting on Tuesday, and Max Scherzer will be pitching. But they're definitely, as far as depth and pitching staffs, the Nats and the Mets are the two best in baseball.
I think you're absolutely right, and that is the voice of Mel Antonin from Mid-Atlantic Sports Network, SiriusXM Satellite Radio, and Sports Illustrated, joining us here on the Spano on Black Attack. One more on the Nationals before we swing to the Orioles. Bryce Harper really getting the Barry Bonds treatment. If there's one thing thus far, outside of Daniel Murphy and Bryce Harper, not many Nationals are really knocking the cover off the ball. Is he going to continue to get this Barry Bonds treatment, or at some point do these bats heat up and force pitchers to pitch to Bryce Harper more?
Well, that's what's going to happen. If the other hitters in the lineup don't start coming through, particularly Ryan Zimmerman, you're going to see Bryce Harper getting somewhere between 30 and 40 walks a month. A month! How many are intentional, I don't know, but 40 walks a month, that's a lot of walks. I mean, right now, the last time I checked, his batting average for the month of May was 152, but his on-base percentage was 459. Totally bizarre. So, it's up to Ryan Zimmerman and Daniel Murphy. Last night, or in the Nats' last game against the Tigers, Dusty Baker, the manager, batted Daniel Murphy fourth and Ryan Zimmerman fifth behind Bryce Harper. And he said he's going to keep switching them around. There's going to be times when Zimmerman's going to bat fourth, and there's going to be times when Murphy bats fourth. But basically, Baker said he's going to split the lefties, Bryce Harper and Daniel Murphy, when he plays against teams that have a lot of lefties in the bullpen. But we probably will see Murphy batting cleanup a lot more often. The Nats do have some offensive issues. Ben Revere has been injured. He's basically in spring training. For some reason, Anthony Rendon hasn't hit very well. Wilson Ramos, their catcher, has done very, very well, but they need to kick their offense into gear a little bit. The starting pitching has carried them, and that's a good sign.
Well, let's talk about the other team that you're closest to. We're going up the beltway a little bit. We're talking about a team that has no trouble knocking the cover off the ball. That's the Baltimore Orioles. And in what I felt was a very wide open, very even American League East with no bad team and no great team, I was one of those guys, and if you remember in our last discussion, I said, why not the Orioles? So far it's been, why not the Orioles? And they find themselves right at the top of the American League East.
Yeah.
Will they have enough pitching with their starting pitching to sustain this, or do you see them falling by the wayside as the season unfolds?
Well, I think that's a good question, and that's been the question since the end of last year. Will the Orioles have enough pitching? But Chris Tillman, the number one starter in their rotation, has definitely turned it around. He looks like the Chris Tillman of 2013, 2014, so that's good news. Kevin Gausman, their number one pitching prospect, has been lights out the month of April. He's pitched very well, even though his numbers, his win-loss record might not show it. I don't even know what it is. But there's no arguing with how good Kevin Gausman is. Ubaldo Jimenez is just totally inconsistent. One night he can give up five runs in 4 2/3 innings, and the next night he throws 8 innings with 10 strikeouts, allowing 1 run. So you never know with Ubaldo. And I think the most interesting story with the Orioles is Mike Wright and Tyler Wilson. They're two young pitchers. I mean, you're young. Neither one has pitched a full season in the big leagues. And those guys are supposed to be in the minor leagues polishing their skills, but they've pitched very well. But to answer your question, do the Orioles have enough pitching? I'm not sure they do. Tyler Wilson and Mike Wright have pitched very well, but they're very, very young. You got the inconsistency of Ubaldo Jimenez. That's always a concern. But I think the two guys at the top of the rotation, Tillman and Gausman, are going to be fine, more than fine. I think they can dominate. And then Giovanni Gallardo will be back sometime soon, and who knows what the Orioles will get from him. He was very inconsistent with the Rangers in the second half of last season. And so far with the Orioles, he's been just that.
Well, you know what's interesting with the Orioles? They knocked the cover off the ball, so they don't have to worry about going to get any more offense. If they can have the lead after six innings, they have no worries either because, well, to be honest, their bullpen maybe is a match for any bullpen in Major League Baseball. If they stay in this thing, will they end up being buyers at the deadline? I know that Peter Angelos is always a little reticent to spend money. Will he spend at the deadline to go get himself a quality starter to keep them in this thing?
Well, he spent a lot of money. $161 million on Chris Davis, $100 million basically for Gallardo and Ubaldo Jimenez, $80 million for Adam Jones. He spent a lot of money. Yeah, I think they will be in the market to get some pitching if they need it. You're right about the Orioles bullpen. The Yankees get all the publicity with their three fireballers, but the Orioles' depth is very impressive. I think the Orioles and the Mariners right now have the two best bullpens in the American League. But what makes the Orioles' bullpen so strong is they've got a good balance of left and right in their bullpen, setting up Zach Britton. Zach Britton throws one pitch, a hard sinker. Batters know it's coming. Catchers know it's coming. Everybody in the stadium knows it's coming. But it breaks so late and drops so quickly and so late in its arrival at the plate, nobody can hit it. He might be the best closer in baseball. He hasn't gotten the attention he deserves, but watch him. He's lights out.
You said it brilliantly. Final one from me before we let you run, and you did a great job of focusing on the two teams on the Beltway and why they are where they are at this point in the season. Clayton Kershaw had a terrific outing last night against the Mets, and I guess it makes us wonder, you know, his terrific outing, Scherzer's terrific outing recently, you know, how great Jake Arrieta has been over his last 20 starts. Who's the best starting pitcher in baseball right now, if you had to pick one?
Well, I think it's still Clayton Kershaw, given that he's left-handed, he's a power pitcher, and a curveball. But it's hard to argue with what Jake Arrieta has done. I mean, Jake Arrieta has been consistent now for a year and up till this point. So he's very, very strong. But I still like Clayton Kershaw. I know he hasn't pitched well in the postseason, but, man, the curveball he has, the command he has, the strength, in my mind, it's Kershaw. Scherzer is right up there, but you can make a case that he's been somewhat inconsistent. He has his inconsistent moments. But I still like Clayton Kershaw with Jake Arrieta, a very, very close second.
Mel, you're the best, man. It's really always a pleasure to have you on board. We look forward to doing it again soon as the baseball season continues to unfurl in front of us. You have yourself a great day now, my friend.
Thank you so much for having me.
You got it. Bye-bye now. That was the great Mel Antonin from Mid-Atlantic Sports Network, SiriusXM Satellite Radio, and Sports Illustrated joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. On the other side, we'll tie a bow around a great hour one of the attack. I'm Joe Spano. You can weigh in at 800-878-PLAY or on Twitter at Span56 or at Sports Byline USA. Most importantly, though, you be sure to keep it where it is.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570. 1570.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, another great edition of the Spano and Black Attack is in the books. It was another outstanding two-hour extravaganza filled with scintillating sports talk, interviews with the best and brightest in the world of sports. It really just had it all. And again, if you missed any of it and want to check it out, take advantage of following us at Sports Byline USA on Twitter, because you can listen to Best of Byline, that two-hour block of the best of the programming from earlier in the day, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 3 to 5 p.m. Pacific Time, right here weekdays on Sports Byline. And you can catch up with anything you missed. If you follow us on Twitter, at Sports Byline USA, we'll let you know exactly what's coming up on Best of Byline. Or take advantage of all the digital platforms that we're on. All the archived content on iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher.com, or go to our award-winning homepage, sportsbyline.com. And the best of our interviews are up there, and they're separated by genre. Whether it be your favorite sport or form of entertainment, you can catch them all. So there's really no excuse to miss any part of your favorite programs here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We give you so many opportunities to catch up on your schedule and listen to what you want to listen to. So take advantage of it. All right, we're out of here. I'm Joe Spano. Good day, all.